Federal judges are warning that budget cuts have slowed the judicial system, endangering public safety and forcing cuts that will have an impact long after sequestration ends. Chief judges at 87 federal courts described the impact in a letter to Vice President Joe Biden. Now, Chief Judge Loretta Preska of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York spearheaded the effort, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So first of all, just describe the impact that you're seeing there in Manhattan of the budget cuts.
Yes, ma'am. Well, because courts don't really have programs, these budget cuts mean we have to cut people. So, for example, we don't have enough people right now to post the decisions judges make on the public docket on the same day. A judge issues a decision and the parties have to wait for it. Also, many of our pro se litigants, people who represent themselves, file in paper. Fewer people to scan the paper means delays in their cases. We have too few probation and pretrial officers now to supervise folks on bail and folks on supervised release. We had to pull many of those people out of drug treatment and mental health treatment because of budget cuts. Those officers produce fewer searches now, and those searches almost always uncover illegal firearms, illegal drugs, and child pornography. And our bankruptcy court, which is home to many huge cases, currently like American Airlines, these cases involve thousands of jobs. That court used to stay open until the hearings were finished, often well after midnight. Now, because of cuts in their staff, they have to close the court at 5 p.m. So these important cases involving lots of jobs and the economy get delayed even further. It's a very bad situation.
So give us an idea of the dollars involved. Do you have some idea of how much less money is available to this court system than before?
Yes.
The sequestration?
Yes, indeed. The current House mark and the current Senate mark only bring us back up to our pre-sequestration level. The entire judiciary is only about $7 billion a year. That's about 0.2% of the entire federal budget. So we're not talking about a lot of money here, but because it is our constitutional duty to resolve every case that comes to us, not just a few during a sequestration or a budget situation, this means a lot to the court system, and we're really becoming unable to do our jobs.
And are you or other federal judges saying that you are actually changing what you do as a result of this? For example, you're less likely to sentence someone to, probation because they're not the services and rather put them in prison.
Well, perhaps not so much that, but for example, because of the situation with our federal defenders, and those, as you know, are the lawyers who represent defendants who can't afford counsel. Our federal defenders had to ask Judge Kaplan to delay the trial of Osama bin Laden's son-in-law because of their budget cuts. And of course, Judge Kaplan said that this was a terrible situation. Meanwhile, of course, the defendant is in jail awaiting trial. It's terrible.
And what about civil cases? Are they equally affected?
Yes, indeed. Civil cases are affected because of our general inability to move the work more quickly. And in big business cases, you need to get the decisions out to the public and the press in a timely fashion. And if we don't have the people to do that, we're falling down on our jobs. And last year, we took all of our IT money and put it into salaries. So if our IT system falls down on the job, again, we aren't publishing our work to the litigants, to the public, and to the press.
And is this also the IT system that runs payroll and things like that to make sure that people are getting paid on time?
Yes, ma'am, but let me give you a different example. For example, there's a system called e-juror, which allows jurors instead, prospective jurors, instead of sending in paper questionnaires and whatnot, to do everything online. It's much, much cheaper, both in terms of no paper, no postage, but also in the man hours it takes to send all of that out. Because we don't have sufficient IT money, we can't buy the hardware that allows us to run e-juror. So we can't run e-juror, and it costs us more money overall.
We're speaking with Chief Judge Loretta Preska of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. Now, it took a while for the judges, the 87 of you that signed that letter to the vice president, to get it to him. What took so long, and has there been any response yet?
Well, I don't know about took so long, but remember, we had been suffering under the budget cuts of the sequestration since March. But what we have seen as we went along was that our operations are way through the fat and way through the muscle, and we are now at the bone. And the chief district judges, who, as you know, are the boots on the ground here at the trial court level, decided we had to cry out and appeal to Congress to help us be able to do our jobs.
And have you gotten any response to your cries so far?
We have not, but in fairness, the letter only went out last week, and as you know, Congress is in recess now. We do expect, though, that many of the chief judges will be meeting with their senators and representatives to discuss the situation in their individual districts. And one of the most difficult situations we face is that one with federal defenders. Our federal defenders represent indigent defendants in every case where they don't have a conflict. And now they can't do that any longer. So as I said, they've asked for adjournments. They've asked to be replaced in some cases. What that means is we then go to our Criminal Justice Act lawyers, who instead of being on salary like the federal defenders, they bill hourly. So when the representation is shifted, the cost goes up. So the cuts to federal defender funding is increasing defense costs overall by shifting it to CJA lawyers. So we have implored Congress again to help us out with this because we cannot fulfill our constitutional duty and our statutory duty under the Criminal Justice Act to provide representation for these defendants.
And as you point out in this letter, you're also, if I'm reading this right, postponing payments. You've got to put off those payments to those basically those contract lawyers for a little bit towards the end of the fiscal year.
That's exactly right, Emily. And indeed, just the end of last week, the Executive Committee of the Judicial Conference provided not only for a deferral during fiscal year 2014, but it lowered the already pitiful $125 per hour rate that CJA lawyers are entitled to. They lowered that on a temporary emergency basis by $15 an hour. And that's going to make it much more difficult for us to attract competent lawyers to represent our defendants.
And given all this turmoil in the judicial system, do you think that defense or maybe prosecuting attorneys in some manner can find ways to take advantage of it such that less justice might be done?
Well, it's bad for both the prosecution and the defense. On the prosecution side, any delay dims memories, you lose evidence, you can't find witnesses, so it increases the government's burden in proving its case. On the defense side, if the defendant is detained pending trial, the defendant, poor thing, sits in jail waiting for his trial at additional cost to the taxpayer, and it's not fair to the defendant either.
And does he have a lawsuit then potentially against the courts because of the length of delay?
I would not say so.
Okay.
I mean, this has not been litigated, but as you know, the Speedy Trial Act generally requires a trial within 70 days, generally, of indictment. There are many exclusions, as you know, and we'll see if judges think it appropriate to exclude time because of these budget cuts.
And briefly, just because we're running out of time, have you also gone to the Justice Department? Because you write in your letter, you describe how they really aren't feeling the pinch of sequestration or at least of furloughs like the judicial system has. Have you been able to get any accommodations out of the Justice Department?
We have been in very cordial conversations with our United States attorney here in the Southern District of New York. Some courts, as you know, have canceled criminal proceedings, all criminal proceedings on certain days. We didn't think that would work for us, but we continue to try to find ways that we can work together to decrease the cost.
Loretta Preska is the chief judge of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. Good luck and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.